Welcome to the Group Chat Chronicles. I'm your host, Dev. With me this episode, we have Leek. What's up, Leek?
Yo, what's up, family?
And also on this episode, we have a returning guest entering the chat. We have Londell. What's up, Londell?
Yo, what's good with y'all? How y'all living?
What's up? And as y'all know, on this podcast, we give our own takes on a lot of topics. And as always, I want to thank everybody for supporting. And as y'all know, to start off the show, we go over what we have been tuned into, whether it be movies, music, books, TV shows, other podcasts, whatever. So, Leek, what have you been tuned into as of late?
That Wale More About Nothing. I kind of going, you know,
right.
Going way back when. But it's on the DSPs now, so it's lit. Honestly, that's about it. I don't really know what else going on. So, folk got something for me, definitely let me know.
All right, bet. What about you, Londo?
Future Hendrix, you know. I never liked you. I've been heavy on that, you know.
Yeah.
This is a pretty decent album, I ain't gonna lie. It's not one of his best work, but the more you listen to it, the more you kind of like, I these are a couple songs I can take with me and listen to.
Man, it's better than that High of Life bullshit he dropped a few years ago.
Okay.
I like the couple jokes. I mean, I like How It Went, though.
Bro, if it wasn't for that Dirk, that song with him and Dirk, I would not revisit that album whatsoever. I'm like, I ain't gonna hold you.
I'm gonna respect your opinion on his album. That's all I'm gonna do. I'm gonna respect your opinion.
All right, that's it. The future project.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be listening to Roy and Maul podcast too. That's about it.
I know for me, the future project, of course, Kehlani dropped something that should go hard. My guy Blast is on there, but
I like that track, by the way.
Yeah. My guy, Cool Rap 717 dropped the project. Cooler Rap, check him out when you get the chance. Snowfall ended. Oh, basketball. My guy's in the second round, but Joel is out with an injury, so it ain't looking too good for them.
But, wait, hold on. That went over my head. You said Snowfall ended?
Yeah.
Oh, say no more. So I can bitch that shit now.
Yeah. But nah, I mean, ain't nothing much other than I still got the Blast and Push album in rotation. So yeah, start the show. So, first topic. So, about a half hour away from where we're from, in York and Lancaster, there has been a staff member that has been placed on administrative leave after he had an after-hours event for the Gay Sexuality Alliance Club at Hempfield High School on Monday. And that event was an after-hours drag show. And people are going crazy about this. Apparently it occurred 5 days ago on Monday, and they're going crazy over it. So Leek, how do you feel about this going down?
Man, you want to have your drag show at school and all, but at the school, my nigga, I don't know, that shit different. I ain't with that shit. Not at the school, man. That's where kids supposed to go to learn, you know. Like, yeah. Not for you to do drag. So, those type of people got to check themselves. That's all I got, sir.
What about you, Londo?
I feel like a drag show in the school auditorium is insane. Like, we're not going to even try to act like that's an adequate place to have a drag show at. Like, why even have it there? Like, it's so many different, like, you can rent out like a little venue or something like that. That's where you want to do it at. But a school where kids go to learn is insane to me. Like, I don't understand. That's it. That's all I gotta say about
it. I mean, personally, I don't think I would have had it at the school, but based on the article, it doesn't even bring up like kids at all. It was just at the school for like,
it's adult just doing adult activities type time at the school at the dark.
I guess.
Shit, sad, bro.
Cause, I mean, I don't got an issue with it. It's just a school will be like the last, well, the second to last place I would have something like that at. Church would be the first. But nah, I mean, the article is not really all that like detailed. It just says they just had it at the school and they're investigating it. So more to come, I guess. So yeah, moving on to the next topic. There's a video on social media of a woman that's filming two people that broke into her apartment while she was on vacation. And then during the video, the robber is telling the woman how he got in her house. So Lee, how do you feel about that whole situation?
You know, shout out to the robber for at least telling her. You know what I mean? I mean, we talking like, you know, on our criminal minds, like, that's a dumb motherfucker. But, you know, hey, you know, knowledge make the world go around. The more the merrier, I guess.
What the fuck?
Like, that's crazy. I don't know. Like, even the robbers are nice these days. I don't know. Times we in today is a little different.
Yeah. So, what about you, Londo? How you feel about all that?
Yo, like, I feel like just being a robber is one thing, but then, like, telling somebody how you broke into their crib, like, I'm not gonna lie, I'm gonna want to shoot the shit out of you, like, like, I'm getting more madder and madder the fact that you even still in my space. Like, I didn't give you permission to come into my space. I came home from vacation and you're in my bed just chilling, like, yo, like, I'm yo. Upset. No bullshit. Like, you gotta understand what I'm about to do. Like, it's about to get physical in here. I'm about to get violent in here. If I have a gun in here, like I hope I do. If I, like, and then you telling me how you did it, it's not making it better. It's
got
not.
A full dialogue going to shit. Like,
this is a learning experience. Like, yo. All
right. I mean, because, all right, so apparently before she started, like, filming or whatever, she like tried to run out and call the cops, but the dude tackled her and said, nah, don't call the cops. We'll leave, just don't call the cops or whatever. And that's when she started filming and whatnot. That shit right there alone is crazy. But nah, man, like, I don't know. It's just, I just feel like she was way too calm in that situation. Not saying that about the person, but I'm just like, what the?
Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do, man. Like,
I mean,
if you can't be the one to get violent, yo, like, people to feel about them, like, do what you gotta do. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like, it's wild.
Your safe haven while you was on vacation. You didn't even let them in. You didn't even know you were. They could have killed you when you got there.
Exactly.
That's the only thing that could have happened. Like, oh,
nah, this ain't funny. But, like,
they gonna tell me how you broke into my shit. Like, I'm still in there. Yeah. That doesn't make it any better.
Yeah. No, it's funny because, like, in the article, they said that it's not funny, but they said that they took everything but her bed because of the robber said that her bed was super comfortable.
Nigga, no.
Yeah. That's not funny, man.
Yo was napping in that bitch. That was the best lick he ever hit.
And then you were short, and then, like, is it, was that him and his shorty there?
Yeah.
Airbnb rented for the weekend. Like, yo, you broke into a fucking place that's somebody's home. Like, nah, you gotta go. Something gotta happen to you physically. You gotta get this message the worst way because you really violated my personal space.
Yeah, man, this shit crazy out here, man. What the fuck?
No, like, out here, bro.
Yeah, like, no, like, he had to, like, he really had the audacity to tell her how he broke in her house.
Like, in three different, like, ways. I'm gonna definitely listen to him. Like, all right, I'm locking that up. I'm definitely gonna take his advice. But after I take his advice, he's getting hurt because it's never gonna happen again. And I'm making a pimp out of this nigga. Like, well,
he said you should put a lock on this. Hey, he's like, hey, you put a lock on this window right here. Like, bro, what? Like,
yo, what better person to help to tell you how to secure your home, bro? I'm just saying, like. Yeah. But a better person.
So, oh.
So, why should that be getting breaking into?
Yeah,
how many different ways?
And to think about it, like, that's the apartment, like, complex's fault, for real, for real. Because they kind of
break her lease. I seen that too.
Why, Ben?
Definitely let her break her lease. I seen that, and I like that from the apartment complex. Them taking accountability because that could have got real ugly for that tenant.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a fact.
So, once you have kids, there's so much. There's so many things in that situation that just not that should have never been.
So moving on to a kind of funny topic. So, when I was on Twitter earlier today, working on pod stuff, whenever posting links for the latest episode, if you haven't heard it yet, fuck are you doing? But nah, I mean, like, based on that last episode, I feel like some of you niggas will go to these shits. But, so they were talking about how it's weird for guys to go to porn conventions and whatnot. So Leek, in general, like, how do you feel about guys going to porn conventions?
I'm gonna be real, bro. Ain't that really for people like in the industry though, type time? Or like, can I guess regular Joes even go to this shit? I don't know.
Yeah, regular Joes can go to these shits and meet their
friends. Oh, wow. I mean. Shit, I'm really interested in, but I mean, these niggas need to. If you go to how these niggas be sliding the DM, bro, I don't know.
Man. I'm utterly disgusted by some of y'all niggas, man.
I'm disappointed by the niggas in our culture right now. I'm disappointed. Like,
yeah, some of y'all going out real bad. Like, you don't gotta say no names, but if the shoe fits, lay that motherfucker up. You a weirdo. Like.
Like, nah. But yeah, I don't know if that really answered the question. These niggas is bad out here, so I'd rather you go to the goddamn porn convention than to slide into the DMs how they slide, bro.
Yo, yeah.
I don't know, try to get lucky that way or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, Londo, how you feel about that?
To the porn conventions for niggas that pay for OnlyFans and pay for like porn, like even though Pornhub is free. I mean,
that's illegal though, technically.
Huh?
Watching free porn is technically illegal.
Man. Fucking can't, bro. They got to still worry about it. How you wound up?
To answer the question though, yes. Like, I don't feel like that's really not a place that like makes sense. Like, I'd rather go to a strip club or something. Like, at least I'm gonna be able to like throw money and like interact with you. Like, you just taking pictures with me. Like, what am I gonna gain from that? Like, I don't know you as a person, so like, you're not like somebody like I'm just gonna want to talk to. Like, what am I going to an event to talk to you for? And you're like on camera getting done crazy. Like, nah, like I don't want to go to no porn convention. that's not really like why? Why am I going there?
Yeah, like I
to get an autograph. Like,
I mean, they are famous, so like,
yo, but they're famous. Yo, I'm not gonna why some of these people are famous. Yo, not everybody.
I'm gonna be the bull you see.
Don't worry about it.
The convention, you know, like that's gonna let out. Like, when you ready to get into something, I ain't figured out. Let's make some content. Like,
oh shit.
I'm not the nigga that's gonna be happy to see you at the convention. I wanna see you in your element.
Oh shit.
Yo, facts though. Fucking what I'm gonna do with an autograph. Like, I don't know.
I personally wouldn't go to one like alone. Like, I'll go like if I was in a relationship, I'll go with my girl or something, but I just can't go alone to something like that because I just don't see why I would go. That's just me, though. So, I have, like, two scenarios about this topic. So, let's say a porn convention is coming up nearby, Philly or Baltimore or someplace like that. And your girl wants to go. No, you good. And your girl wants to go. Are you going to go, yes or no? Go ahead, Lee.
If my girl want to go?
Yeah.
I would never be in this tight situation, but I mean, if she wants to go, then hey, I guess we go and see what the fuck they talking about at this convention. Oh no! Oh no! I mean, how do you tell your girl no when she tell you like, "Yeah, babe, you know, I want to go to this event with you"? How do you really say no to that? Like, how?
That's wild.
I don't know. Y'all tell me, bro. I don't know.
What about you, Londo? All
right, there's only one way I'm really gonna go, and that's really it. Like, and we're going to have a discussion about it. It's going to be a well-planned-out event. If that's what you was going to do. It's not going to be no, like, we're going to go to this event just to have a good time. And we're going to see, like, nah, like, if you wasn't in this shorty DM, then you know she's going to be there and we not leaving with her. Like, what's really going there for? Like, you know, women and this, like, women are going to initiate the threesome. Like, if you ain't in her DM, like, yo, like, you know, my man about to come to this event, cool. We'll pay them tickets, but what you doing after this? Like, we trying to get together and make some, yo, like, yo, you already a porn star, so like, yo, like, nah, like, damn. that at least gotta come up. And if you my girl and you inviting me, I'm pretty sure you, like, you probably already had that kind of in your mind, like, oh, we, this is a porn star. I know what you get into. Like, I'm gonna have to explore that option. I'm not going.
Damn. So
what are we doing?
Facts, though. What do you do? I don't know, bro. What the fuck do you even talk about? Like, yeah. I don't know, like. Who got fucked the best by three niggas? Like, I don't know. Like, I'm good, bro. I'm good. Like, what? Like, I don't need to know that.
Oh shit. I mean, I'll go. I don't have an issue with going. It's just weird for me to go alone. Like, I just can't see myself. Like, I'll go. Like,
but you know what I am gonna say though. Like, if my girl wanna go, it's not as weird as me just going by myself. I ain't thinking about it like that. Like, it's definitely gonna be like an interesting conversation though. Like, because why do you want to go here? Like, what's your goals going here?
What was
like,
the interest?
Who you want to see? Like, that's it. Like, but I don't know. It's gonna be a conversation to have. Depending on how that conversation goes, we gonna go. If it don't make sense to go, I'm not going.
All right, but so the next scenario, right? So let's say you find out there's a porn convention around here or whatever, and you find out that your favorite porn star or whoever you like to watch or the first porn star comes to mind, whatever, is going to be there. Are you going to slide to shoot your shot?
No.
Why, Lee? Hypothetically speaking, you're single.
Still no. Wow. I'd rather like, you know what I'm saying, like, be out and about, maybe in the area, see if I can catch it like that, baby. Even then, that shit's still weird. Like, nah, I'm good. I don't hunt. Like, who hunts down pussy, bro? I don't know. Like,
listen.
I don't know, bro.
Them niggas that was sliding in the inbox.
You know what? You're right. I can't even say that.
Yeah, we talking as logical niggas. Logically ill.
But nah, I'm sorry, Deb. I ain't chasing porn star pussy for real. I'm sorry. Like, I'm good. If it happens type time, cool, but nah, I'm not holding that no porn star pussy. I'm good.
All right. What about you, Londo?
Same thing, Lee said, for real, like, trying to, like, go to a convention and be one of the niggas that stick out, and possibly you can shoot it. You know how crazy that's gonna be. You know the competition that's gonna be there. Like, you know, like, there's a lot of weird niggas there that genuinely just want to see her. Like, she's gonna want to talk to them niggas more. Like,
facts. They gonna have $1,000 for a feet pick or some shit. Like,
I don't know. Wait, wait, did he say feet pick?
Ain't that what them niggas be doing there? I don't know.
Not that he said something else for a second. But no, I mean, man, it's gonna be a no for me, cause yeah, this is, I don't know, that's, nah, bro, this is weird. Like, she got entertained all these other niggas. Nah, I'm cool. Plus, I already had Julie Kane in the inbox, so yeah. Say nah,
this nigga.
Say nah. Nah, shout out to Julie Kane though. But nah, though, that shit weird. Like, nah, I'm not going this that specific reason. Like, nah, I'll go with my girl, and that's about it. I'm not. Nah. So, last topic. There's been a video going viral of a white woman rapping Lil Baby's Wants and Needs verse. And people seem to like it, and people seem to hate it. So, Leek, how do you feel about that video in general?
I'm gonna just say two things. One, that shit was hard. Two, rap the new pop. So motherfuckers will take that how they want to take that shit. Rap the new pop music, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's for everybody.
Yeah,
rap ain't supposed to be for everybody, but the way our media is set up in today's time, the shit is for everybody. So right. They the ones buying the tickets, bro. At the end of the day, like, I don't know. Like, the ones that be hate, because I see some of them comments, too, and, like, that shit be rubbing me the wrong way sometimes. Because it's like, yo, at the end of the day, these is the motherfuckers that's paying. You feel what I'm saying? Like, we just really be just watching the shit, streaming the shit, and critique on it like that. Niggas not really going out to buy the album. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you look at them concerts and them festivals, and you see them white kids there. You don't see niggas. So, I don't know. That's my rant.
All right. What about you, Hondo?
I mean, I don't really have a problem with it. I mean, because the verse didn't say the N-word in it. So, you get the point for that. And for them to try to go back and, like, find a tweet of her saying the N-word in it is really corny. Like, she's just rapping a little baby verse. Like, she's a fan of a song that we're all fans of. What's the matter with skin color she is? Like,
exactly. Grow the fuck
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, like, what they were saying, like, how, like, I seen a lot of girls talking about, like, how, like, black people are just so easily entertained. And I'm like, I don't even think we're really, like, entertained on it. It's just, you know, like, she's literally, I don't think it's that deep. Like, to be like, yo, like, she, like, y'all easily entertained, you know, like, men, like, that's not the case.
Yeah.
I think that's going a little too far, so that's a reach.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
fan of a song, you know what I mean? That's it.
For me, it's an image thing, though. I think, like, for some people, they look at it, and I guess they see, like, maybe she's trying to be black. Maybe. But, like, I don't, like I said, bro, rap the new pop. Deal with that shit. Them niggas is buying the shit. Matter of fact, her goddamn uncle or some shit probably helped push the record. You know what I'm saying? At Spotify or some shit. Like, you know what yeah. I mean? Like, I don't know. Niggas need to wake up sometime.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't. I mean, I have no reason to hate it, but, like, I don't think, like, it's there's nothing special about it that it should, like, cause all this controversy and whatnot. Exactly. Like to me, like, it's just like, all right, she's rapped a little baby verse, okay? Like, I don't think it should have gotten the gas it got, and I don't think it should have got the hate it got. It just rapping a little baby verse, either like it and or hate it, and just keep it pushing. Like, you don't gotta be like, oh, she killed this, da 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 da. I need this energy whenever I go out, da da da. Or, oh my gosh, I don't like when white people do this. Black people are so easily impressed. Nah, you don't gotta know. That's just weird and doing too much. It's just a video of a girl rapping. Like, come on now.
So at a wedding, like, they were turnt, yeah. bro. They just turnt.
Yeah. But what
That'll
the
turnt.
Fuck? Yo. Yo, I just read something. It said Megan Fox said she manifested Machine Gun Kelly when she was 4 years old. Whoa. What the? It said, I'm four years.
They be on some demonic shit too, don't
they? I don't know. She was like, I'm 4 years older than him, so I think I made him. My thoughts and intentions grew him into the person that he is. Who Nigga, knows what, he, who knows what he would have looked like or been like if it wasn't for me.
Weren't they, like, don't she got the ring that, like, she can't take off or it's gonna really hurt her?
Like, some shit like that.
They a weird couple, like.
Yeah, I was gonna say, don't be drinking each other blood and shit.
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know, yeah, bro. That's that demonic shit, bro. They good over there.
I remember I thought Megan Fox was so fun. I was like 11 years old.
That's a fact, though.
Transformers and whatnot. But not
forever now.
Yeah, I'm good now. Yeah. So
they say, everything that look good ain't good.
Yep.
Bingo.
Alright, so that's the conclusion of this episode. And as y'all know, we always leave y'all with a final thought. So, Leek, what is your final thought for this week?
Man, spread more love, less hate, and leave these fucking kids alone, man. Stay out the fucking schools, bro. Ain't doing too much, man. Let them kids get a fucking education and go home, man. Like, I don't know. Keep doing too much.
Alright. Londell, what is your final thought for this episode?
I say my final thought is, you know, just do your thing out here, live positive, give off positive energy, just stay out the way. That's all you can do.
Yeah. So, my final thought is, happy birthday to me. It's my birthday today. So, yeah, Taurus gang, happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday, bro.
Happy birthday, my boy.
Thank you. So, I would like to thank everybody for kicking in with us for however long we was here for. Follow the socials, GCC717 on Twitter, Group Chat Chronicles 717 on Instagram, The Group Chat Chronicles on Facebook, and we out.
Peace.